Wisconsin Protection Hotline gets a lot of calls every year, and DADCAP has put together a list of the top complaints. Joining us is Michelle Reinen. She's our consumer expert. And Michelle, let's count down those top three complaints you received in the past year.
Coming in at number three, home improvement, 867 complaints last year with issues of a failure to provide services and materials, failure to honor warranties, poor quality of work, billing disputes, incorrect charges, and a failure to disclose lien waivers. One of the most important tools consumers have in a home improvement contract is getting that lien waiver and getting that contract in writing.
What do you do if that contractor will not give you the lien waiver?
Well, first, they're supposed to disclose you have a right to one. And then as a consumer, you need to demand, assert that right. And when you make either a down payment, a partial payment, a final payment, say, I want my lien waiver. If you don't get it, contact Consumer Protection so we can help, because this is a basis of the law.
And let's go to number two on that countdown, Michelle.
Telemarketing. It's at number two this year, the second year it's fallen to this position. 1,276 complaints. These are about those robocalls, phishing and spoofing schemes that we see, as well as imposter scams. And on the other side, it's also about the Wisconsin Do Not Call Registry. So if you are registered and say, I do not want to receive solicitations by phone, you should not be hearing from telemarketers trying to sell you something. And if you do, contact Consumer Protection.
Okay, Isaac, let's get that drum roll ready, because the number one most heard complaint at the Wisconsin Protection Hotline is, Michelle,
landlord-tenant issues, 2,208 complaints. This is a very emotional and can be very heated issue between landlords and tenants, because one, it's your home, it's your family, it's where you rest at night and rejuvenate. The other side, it's someone's investment or business opportunity here. So we see a lot of complaints about security deposit returns, unauthorized entry, inadequate disclosures at the time of entering a rental agreement, promises to repair not being made or honored, and then that termination of tenancy that can convert to eviction. So a very sensitive and emotional topic here. There are rights and responsibilities on both parties in this, and we try and help resolve these issues as well as monitor this through our regulations.
And finally, Michelle, if anyone out there thinks that they are a victim of a scam or some unfair business practice, let's give that protection hotline.
You can call 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.